Thank you for joining with us for another episode of Morning Briefings here on the Pipeline Intercession for the President and on our podcast. If you have any dreams that you have about the Office of the President, please send them to pip@christiancenterstreetport.com. We're so thankful that you all have joined in with us on this prayer journey, and we look forward to standing with you not only today, but in the days ahead. So with that, we'll go ahead and join today's broadcast as we talk about the news and stand on the wall for this nation and the Office of the President. Good morning, everyone. Zachar Skadden coming to you live from North Carolina. And what a blessed week we have ahead of us. A lot of things going on over this weekend and coming into this week. So we want to stay focused and aware of what is not only going on in the natural, but in the spiritual as well. Because there's a lot of things that we can very easily get distracted by, and we want to make sure that we're on task with making sure we're keeping our emotions in check so that we can allow the Holy Spirit to help guide us through these muddy waters in this season where our emotions could potentially get the best of us. And so I want to start off in scripture. Give me a second while this loads up. And it's a very simple scripture. We all understand this, but as we're advancing, as we're going through this season, we're going to need endurance. And a verse to remind us of that endurance that is needed and why it's important is in Mark 13. And so for the verse for this week, excuse me, let me position this correctly. Okay. Mark 13, verses 35 and 37. I'm going to read from the Amplified Version today, and it goes on to say, it says, "Therefore, watch, give strict attention, be cautious and alert. For you do not know when the master of the house is coming in, the evening or at midnight, or at cockcrowing, or in the morning. Watch, I say, lest he come suddenly and unexpectedly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to everybody, watch, give strict attention, be cautious, active, and alert." And I'm reading through, again, the Reordering Your Day book from Chuck Pierce, and it goes through, the whole book is about verse 35 of the four watches and staying at some portion alert to what the Lord is saying throughout the night, throughout the day, on the watch that he's called you for. Some people are called to the midnight watch. Some people are called to the evening watch, the cock crowing watch. That's the hard one, 12 to 3, or in the morning, 3 to 6. And so the point here is to hopefully remind us of being sensitive to what the Lord is saying to us about not only our lives, our families, our house, our city, our state, our nation, but so that we can not lose hope in what is going on around us. Because even despite all of the darkness that is ever increasing around us, the Lord is rising up, and the spiritual involvement of the Holy Spirit on an everyday basis of our lives is ever increasing. Because as darkness increases, you're going to allow for the hunger, for the awakening of those who want to see and hear the Lord. And this is just a reminder, this verse that we'll focus on this week. We'll dive into it at different layers as we go throughout this week. But it's just the initial, like, okay, God, like, we don't want to be that servant who is just caught asleep and then who is not allowed to enter into the wedding reception, as scripture tells us elsewhere. And there's a lot of things that have happened over this weekend. There's a lot of things that are going to happen where we need to be awake in the certain watches. And I'll get to some more things here later, but I think it's key for us to remember and remind ourselves we need to focus on the portion that the Lord has given us. And for us here, it's to focus on the Office of the President. So there's some things that have happened, some good, some bad, and we want to stay focused on those, not get distracted by all the the cultural things that aren't involved with the office of the president. And so that's keynote for anybody new here. And I want to start with this story, just briefly talk about this, because I think this is huge. With everything that's gone on, we talked about it, but this article came up, and it's very refreshing, to say the least, as it's titled, Educational Elites Have Awakened a Sleeping Tiger. And it goes on to talk about how the past two school years of remote, hybrid learning, forced masking, and intensified culture of unpredictability has pushed teachers, administrators, students, and parents to the very edge. And it's awakened parents to get involved. You literally saw in Virginia the fact when you push parents too far, they will rise up and they will vote you out of office. And put people in who are going to stand up for children. It's the mama. It's Proverbs 31. It's the mama bear rising up and saying, enough's enough. You're not doing these things to my children. And rightfully so. And I just want to briefly talk about this to remind us to repent for giving up the educational system to Caesar and intercede for the parents to continue to get involved with their children's education and take back the education mountain for the Lord. That may mean in some areas to maybe start a new school. That may mean in some areas to get involved in the current public school system. That may mean in some areas be involved in homeschools or charter schools or whatever. There is no one solution to have for every state and every city and every region across this country. It's going to look different for others. And there's some regions where parents never gave up those rights. There's some reasons where parents completely gave up those rights and they're being completely overrun. So it looks different for everybody, but across the nation is just with the amount of continued overreach from administrators and this administration itself, being via the Department of Education, we want to repent for giving up the education mountain to Caesar and just take back that in the days ahead, because education mountain is the most important besides the church mountain, biblical mountain, spiritual mountain. You go right under it would be the educational, and it flows down from society, and you're seeing that play out within corporate world, within culture, everywhere else in between. So we want to stay on top of that. Okay. Now I want to move on to, again, the best way to look at what's going on with Russia and Ukraine is to just have a heart for intercession, is because from the United States, the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, came out this week and said that Russia could invade any day now, even though with boots on the ground, words on the ground from Macron from France is saying, well, they're at least going to give it another week because there's if you remember last week, we talked about how there's within now another week, 2 weeks at that time, a scheduled discussion in Geneva with NATO and European leaders, with Russia and the United States to continue to talk about what's going on with Ukraine and the tensions there. At best, there is a dispute going on. And if you remember back to the beginning of World War II, anybody who studies history, you remember that even Hitler was trying to defuse the situation because he himself didn't necessarily, and even the German generals didn't necessarily want to go to war with France and Britain. But as Hitler deceived everybody, eventually it grew into that. But Neville Chamberlain was completely naive and deceived to the realities of who Hitler was. And I'm cautious at best to sit here and pick and prod. We do know that Russia is, and Putin himself does want to gain back the Soviet bloc of former Soviet countries. So that is a reality. But I think also the reality is there's a lot. Biden administration could be 100% right, or they could be 100% wrong. Is we don't really know because we don't live over there. What we're hearing from those who live over there is that, well, this isn't really that big of a deal. Russia's been here since 2014. And there have been issues when Obama was in office with Crimea and allowing the Russians to take over Crimea without even firing a gunshot. So There's something going on. There's a rising up of not only Russia, but China, because if Russia is allowed to take Ukraine without any pushback from NATO or the United States, China's walking right into Taiwan, and there's nothing anybody will do about it because they know this administration is weak and won't stand up to anything. So we want to pray, and this is why this issue is more crucial than a lot of other ones. We want to intercede for the Biden administration and really the NATO leaders, but because we're United States citizens, pray for them to have the fear of the Lord in this situation and listen to the Holy Spirit when dealing with Russia on Ukraine. It is ever more increasing and ever more important. Hopefully they can gain a backbone. Hopefully the states on the southern border can gain some wisdom and a backbone to dealing with the issues that are at play there as well, even in around this situation with Russia, because it's causing problems, as we're seeing now. Russian criminals are just being dropped off in Central America and then being driven up in buses into the United States. So a lot of mixed messages there, but we want to stay focused in praying that they have wisdom. Pray for people like Jake Sullivan to have to just gain some wisdom, those aides to gain some wisdom who are speaking into them, gathering this information. And also, we don't know what's going on behind closed door with military officials. Hopefully they have a better understanding of what's going on the ground than what, you know, we as civilians who lack the critical information to be able to assess the situation. Hopefully they have better information and use the fear and the wisdom of the Lord, because a war is and a lot of world leaders are saying this, a war with Russia and Ukraine will be disastrous because of just the amount of tension that could potentially be built up there. And then you're talking about possibly Poland and Belgium and Belarus and all these other countries getting involved. They don't want to go down that road. But today, the Biden administration is meeting with the German prime minister to talk about what's going on. I think that's interesting there, because the German chancellor has yet to really – I mean, the German prime minister is really yet to really say stuff about where they stand. And so Biden is supposedly going to see where that's at. So that's a key note for the Biden administration. Also, some sad news from the Biden administration is that they have – now given more leeway to the Iranian Ayatollahs to continue down the path of nuclear capability, and in the hopes of getting them to go to a deal they never respected or adhered to in the Iran nuclear deal. Sad news here. This is not only for our security, but Israel and really the world, because as Iran and its adversary, its allies gain more nuclear power, it puts the world at risk. So very alarming news here as Biden lifts sanctions on the nuclear program. And we here in America want to intercede for the Biden administration and those who are negotiating. It's sad to see that there were people who were on the administration negotiation team for Iran pull out, who wanted to stand up for Israel. I can understand why they would want to leave a natural position, but that means now that the people who are negotiating are doing things like this, of lifting sanctions, of lifting roadblocks that would prevent them from even further developing nuclear capabilities. And getting back to the Iran nuclear deal does nothing. It literally does nothing. And with even with what Trump did, you saw Russia, China, other key companies, I mean countries, excuse me, in Europe and companies within Europe negotiate with Iran. So you want to kind of have this stuff out in the open to see where it's at under the Iran nuclear deal. It kind of hides it. So this administration needs the wisdom of the Lord and the Holy Spirit, fear of the Holy Spirit, to navigate this for not only the fact of preventing Iran from getting nuclear capabilities, but to adhere and be proactive on putting in secure measures for the safety and sanctity of life for Israel, even those within Iran itself, as they continue to implement growing restrictions and tyrannical form of governments there. All right. Now I want to shift towards and end on a few things here. That is starting to this story starts. It's going to grow as time grows on further in this administration with the health problems of our sitting president, which are very alarming. And the Biden family, I mean, should reassess their handling of this. Personal opinion, it is sad to see that they would do this, but you're starting to see now, it's being reported, a growing number of inside GOP members who are stirring to impeach Biden in 2023 over border insecurity. While this seems like a great move, oh yeah, let's just impeach him, let's remove him, or let's let it be a slap on the wrist like they did for Trump, Clinton and Bush, remind ourselves that most impeachments do not work. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of effort. And they need to, the leaders at hand need to wake up to what's really going on and understand that this is a great opportunity to continue to talk about these issues. Okay, you want to impeach? That's fine. Look, what would be better with their time or resources and not waste taxpayer dollars on this? Because even when the Democrats do it, it doesn't work. It didn't work under Trump, even though it passed the House. It didn't work because it didn't pass the Senate. So when they say, we impeached him, no, you did not. To fully impeach him, you have to have both houses, both sides of the legislature to vote him out and impeach him. That didn't happen. So this is a – I point this out. This is a complete waste of time. If you have an opportunity to reach out to a senator or a congressman, Republican or Democrat, let's please not waste this time. They may remove him for the 25th Amendment because of health concerns. That's totally within their realm of possibility to do, but that has nothing to do with wasting time on this useless impeachment. What would be better use of their time, and something we would pray that they would focus on, is to use this opportunity to educate their voting constituency who may potentially vote for the opposing party or vote for policies that are anti-biblical, the degrading of the sovereignty of the United States, would be to show what these policies really mean. What increasing taxes, what the spending plan, the Build Back Better, that would be better use of their time and effort rather than just wasting it. He's done this. We don't. All it does is it builds up their base and makes their base all happy, and then it causes a divide for those that we should be reaching out to. And, oh, you believe in impeachment. People get tired of hearing that. This doesn't work for decades. It just doesn't work. And we need to stop doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. It's something they can go back to their constituents and say, look at me. I did the right thing. It doesn't work. We need to realize that. And any politician pushing this, and there are a lot of great politicians who are politicians. It's a very thin road. To say that, but they're pushing things that are very, very unfruitful. That the best way to put it is it's unfruitful to do this. It's unfruitful to waste your time, throw the seed, plant it, water it, when you know it is going to get choked out. You're throwing rocks on rock. You're throwing seeds on rocky soil. And so we want to pray and advocate for them to not do such things because it's a complete waste of time. And then the last thing I want to close on is the remarks made by former Vice President Mike Pence. I think this is important as we get closer and closer to the midterms and people talking about what their positions are for Congress, Senate, etc. We need to know the truth about the issues in history behind Pence and Trump and what Pence is talking about here, because he makes it seem like Trump was wanting to void the entire Constitution. And that's not the argument that he made then. That's not the argument he made now. And Pence is really shooting himself in the foot of why he would even say this. But if you saw his comments, I'm not going to play the video because I want us to read them to understand exactly what he was saying. There is some truth to what Pence was saying, but I think what he's saying and what he has continued to say from the very beginning shows he is misunderstanding the argument being made by Trump and his lawyers at the time, that who then backed off and allowed other lawyers to come in and just ran with something that completely nefarious and didn't work. What Mike Pence said this weekend or last week is, under the Constitution, I had no right to change the outcome of our election, and Kamala Harris will not have the right to overturn the election when we beat them in 2024, because he wants to run for president and be somebody's vice president, whatever. He wants to be in a position of power, and he thinks this is the way to do it. He is right in this assessment. The vice president under the Constitution does not have the right to overturn an election. But let's remember, that is not the argument the Trump legal team and or Trump was making himself. This was Trump's response to what Pence said. He said late Friday, in response to Pence's comments, in a lengthy statement that largely avoided direct criticism of former vice president, instead, Trump claimed his position was correct and Pence did not have the power to reject the election outcome because of irregularities, in the results. So what he was saying was, yes, Pence is correct. He did not have the power to reject the outcome of the election, but the goal is to, as we read on, the goal was to send it back to the states for them to decide. And Trump goes on to continue to say, says, that's why the Democrats and rhinos are working feverishly together to change the very law that Mike Pence and his unwitting advisors used on January 6th to say he had no choice. He goes on to say, if there is fraud or large-scale irregularities, it would have been appropriate to send those votes back to the legislature to figure it out. And former president added, the Dems and rhinos want to take that right away. A great opportunity lost, but not lost forever. In the meantime, our country is going to hell. Okay. The issue at play is the 14th Amendment tells us that the states decide the electorates. So Mike Pence is right on that. What Trump was saying is that when there are irregularities, there are problems, there's literal video evidence, even at that time on January 6th. Problems being raised in the court systems all across this country and states. And for Pence to come out and say this, that there were no irregularities, and not even address that, when we know they didn't even look at it at that time fully to investigate it, to even allow. This is the key point. It's to not even consider that there might be some problems, and not even to consider the fact that we might need to look at it. I point this out about the reasoning coming out from Pence and even some Republicans, is that when we look at matters, we have to objectively look at what's happening. If your role is to certify the electors that the states give you, that they themselves decide, and you say, hey, it's just a simple question of going back to the states like Arizona, like Georgia, and saying, hey, have you looked at this? Have you done this? The grounds there, the legal argument is that Pence has the right not to say he gets to decide who becomes president, but to say, hey, let's send this back to you. Do your audits, complete full audits, actually look, answer these questions, because the constituents in your state have some concerns based upon evidence that is already out there that should lead to an investigation. That was not done in places like Georgia, even though they're reforming their election laws because there was nothing wrong. I'm being very sarcastic there and facetious, because you don't put election reform laws in place if there's nothing wrong. Okay. Second, and lastly, is those who are showing the lack of objectivity in looking at this, I think really are putting a mark on themselves and disqualifying themselves, in my personal opinion, for being those who could be honest electorates moving forward. If you're not even willing to consider and say, hey, these are problems, we need to look at this. Continuing to just go along so you can get voted in office, go along with the complete narrative that this is, nothing's done wrong here, etc. there is an issue at hand that we need to reassess who these politicians are moving forward after this. And Pence's lawyers at the time are coming out saying that Trump was listening to snake oil salesmen, and partially he was. Some of them, the lawyers were. I'm not going to name names. You all know who they are. But the reality is they're focusing on one argument and not looking at the entire argument. And that's sad to see from somebody in such a high position. And so we're seeing things play out that are very alarming. And then last thing I want to close on with, and I almost forgot about this, but thankfully I wrote this down, is in the next 4 days, the government is legislature is going to decide on funding of the government. This is huge. This is not being talked about. This needs to be talked about. This affects us now and in the long run. Something to watch this week is, this is a question that the Hill poses, is can the House fund the government in the next 4 days? And if lawmakers do not, alarm bells will be loud. The federal government will shutter on February 18th without new funding, because here's the big issue of why the next 4 days, because lawmakers are scheduled to be out of Washington beginning next week. Now, will they come back? Possibly. They're not going to want the government to shut down, blah, blah, blah. They were out the week before. They were back last week and be back this week. Then they're going to be back again. They're going to be out again next week. So this is huge. This is critical. If people aren't – the reason this stuff gets pushed under and we continue to have problems, we continue to go into debt, is because number one, it gets pushed under. But then they just pass a short-term resolution, which puts us in a very harmful position. I mean, think about that if you're a business. I'm only going to plan for the next 3 months. But you think about the trillions of dollars, the intricacies of the social welfare programs, et cetera, going on in the United States, the bills, funding the military, and all these other things. This is not being talked about. Are huge, and especially when we're in a economic environment where inflation is continuing to rise and rifle through. Home prices are skyrocketing. Unemployment is questionable at best. I know this last week they talked about skyrocketing job numbers. You can go through and actually look at that and what they're actually considering, the actual labor market. You would laugh at them for the fact that they're completely leaving out millions and millions of people to lower the unemployment number, to not cause fear to be in the market. If you understand that, you understand what they're trying to do, which is not like, that's not the case. We have to be objective with the reality of what's going on and assess the situation, not ignore it and bury it and push it under the rug, which is what they're doing. So a lot to watch out for in the days ahead, pray for, make sure we're on the wall for, in regards to the office of the president and this nation, so that we can reach the destiny of this nation, which is to spread the gospel of the kingdom to the nations so souls can be saved and reach their eternal destiny in heaven. So with that, I close. Don't forget, we'll be back today at noon for our noon prayer, and tomorrow at Christian Center Shreveport. For those in the Shreveport-Bossier area, we will be there as well. I will, again, post the links to these articles in the comment sections on Facebook and on Rumble as well. In the podcast, I will put all the links there as well with the prayer points and the verse of the day. So blessings. Let's continue to stand, be alert, and endure during this season as we continue to advance for the breakthrough for the kingdom of God and a great awakening in this nation. Blessings, and I will see you tomorrow. Have a good one.